Hi. Hi, you're awake. Oh my goodness, thank God. Beth? Yes, they're awake. I know. No, I think I'm good. If I need you, I'll call you, okay? Thank you so much for all your help. Don't tell anyone about this. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you in a bit. Hi. Yes, I know you're confused right now. That's me, Princess Odette. Are you okay? Yeah, you're in my room. Okay, so thinking and brain is working. That's good to know. Yeah, you took a pretty bad fall, I think. I'm not sure what happened to you. I found you outside. I was going for a walk and I just saw you laying on the ground, helpless. And your face, it's all bruised up. Looks like someone punched you pretty badly. What happened? You owed some guys some money, and they did this to you. Oh my God, people are so heartless. I am so sorry. You just have a small cut up here, but don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. How did I get you in here? Oh, it's a long story. My father is not here, so I managed to do it pretty quickly. One of my friends actually helped me. He's one of our bodyguards, but he's a very sweet guy, and I told him about you, and he went down and helped me. So we brought you up here into my room, and yeah, him and Beth are having to keep the secret, but it's okay. I'm the princess. I can do whatever I want. Plus, I couldn't just leave you there. That's just not in my nature. So just lay down here, and I'm just gonna clean you up a little bit, okay? I know you have plenty of questions, don't you? Here, just stay still. I'm gonna put some of this on your forehead and clean up the blood. How come you owe those guys money? What kind of guys are they? I mean, I must do something about them. I'll tell my father. I'm sure we can, get something arranged. I'm sure they're out there putting others in danger as well, and I can't have that. People in the kingdom need to be happy and safe. They shouldn't feel like this over some thugs. Some people are so evil. But it's okay. I'm here to help you, don't worry. Yes, your clothes. My maid, but I consider her my friend, Beth. She helped me find them for you. Yours were pretty bloody, so we got rid of them. These ones look a lot better on you, anyways. So, what's your name? That is a really nice name. I'm Odette, as you know. You know a lot about me. Well, I'm not surprised. Try not to talk a lot. There's a cut on your lip. I'm just gonna clean it up. That's okay. You're okay now. You're safe, I promise. What do you know about me? I'm curious. Yes, I am supposed to be marrying someone soon. Someone that I. Well, never mind. I don't want to trouble you with my problems. You already have enough on your plate. Well, yes, he is the prince of another kingdom. And, my father made a deal with the king. And I'm supposed to be getting married soon to a prince I've never met. And if I'm being honest, that's just not the way I expected myself to get married. I've always envisioned myself getting married to someone I love. Someone I know and share the same interests with. Not a stranger. I knew this would be my fate as a princess eventually, but I just didn't expect it to happen so soon. I feel like there's a lot that I haven't explored. You know? There's a lot of the world for me to see, and I won't be able to do that when I'm married. Anyways, enough about me. The truth is, I haven't told anyone that. No one except Beth, of course, but now you know. I don't know why, I just get a good feeling about you. Yeah, I do. But what about you? How did you get in trouble with those guys? How come you owe them money? Really? Okay. Well, that is horrible. Have you always dealt with money problems? You have? I can help with that. I know you didn't ask for my help, but I don't want you putting yourself in danger. I'll help you the proper way. I'll find you a job here in the castle. And you can work for us. I'm sure the pay is good. Why am I being so nice to you? I think it's important to be nice and kind to everyone. Not only is that my duty as a princess, but I don't know. I just feel better when I do nice things. And like I said, you seem like a really nice person. And you're also really cute. Yeah, you are. Even with all the bruises on your face, you look like my dream guy. Sorry. It's not very appropriate for me to say. I know it's gotten into me. It's nice and refreshing meeting someone new. I don't get to meet a lot of people. I'm usually stuck here in the castle, and when I do go out, it's to water the plants, to talk to the animals, to walk around the kingdom. I don't really get to go out and make friends often. Everyone knows me in the kingdom, but I don't know everyone. I would like to know everyone. Are they all as cute as you? Sorry, I'm being a little forward, aren't I? Oh, there's some more blood on your forehead. Oh my gosh, they hit you a lot, didn't they? You gotta tell me who these guys are. I promise I'll take care of them. What are their names? Oh, come on. They're not gonna do anything to you, I promise. They can't. Just tell me their names. Okay. As you please. If they bother you again, just let me know, okay? I would hate to know that a pretty face like yours is getting hit and destroyed. Anyways, I've cleaned up as much as I can. Is there anything hurting you? Here. I made you a tea. I'm gonna set it right here for you. Earl Grey, of course. My favorite. Just sit up. Yeah, there you go. So, what else can you tell me about yourself? I want to know everything. Yes, I want to know about your lifestyle, your friends, if you have any pets, anything like that. You have a dog? Really? What's their name? Oh, that's a beautiful name. I wish we could have a dog. I've asked my father for a dog for the longest time, but he doesn't like them. I think they're adorable. Every time I see a dog out in the kingdom, I just pet them. I know. Usually I'm not allowed to, but I have never really been one to listen to rules. I like to enforce my own rules. Ever since my father left on his trip, I've been in a really nice mood. I get to do whatever I want. Obviously, there's eyes on me. A lot of security as well, but without my father here, I feel like I can do more. It's not been easy. All he ever talks about is the wedding and how proud he is of me, but I'm not ready for any of it. I'm not ready to be a wife, especially not to someone I don't love. My whole life, I grew up reading books and reading fairy tales and watching Disney movies and stuff like that. I do believe in happily ever after. You know, I've always been a helpless romantic. I want to do cute things. I want to go to the beach. I want to explore new places with the person I'm with. I want them to get me flowers. I want to go on a date. Grab some wine. Feel normal, you know? I would love that. I want to go somewhere new. Somewhere where people don't look at me all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love being a princess, especially to such a nice, beautiful kingdom. But sometimes I do find myself wishing for a simpler life. And the truth is, with you here, I feel like that. I feel normal. I can't explain it. You just make me feel safe. I don't know what happened to me when I saw you like that. All I knew was I needed to help you. I'm so happy I did. You seem so kind. Thank you. That means a lot. I haven't heard compliments in a while. Not like that, at least. But now that we're on this topic, I'm curious to know, do you have a lover? You don't? That's shocking. How do you not have a lover? Why are you glad that you don't? Because you met me. Gee, thank you. That's kind. Look cute when I blush? Stop it. What happened to you being injured? Clearly you're not all that injured if you're complimenting me. I'm not complaining. I think it's sweet of you. Drink your tea. I need you to be warm. I can't send you out if you're not. And if you'd like to, you can spend the night here. No, I insist. You can call your family and let them know, but I think you should stay here for tonight. I would hate to know that you're gonna get injured again. and I have no way of communicating with you. So I think for today you should stay here. I'd like that. No, no one has to know. Like I said, when my father's not here, I'm the one in charge. And I want you to stay. Please? For me? Come on, you have the opportunity to stay in a castle for one night. You're not gonna take it? I'll even give you a tour. I'll take you around the entire castle and show you all of the rooms that we have. And trust me, we have plenty of those. Are you able to walk? Here, let me help you up. What's that? Why are you thanking me? Oh, come on. It is my duty to show some kindness. Especially to someone cute like you. I think you deserve it. Yes, we do have a garden. I'll show you the garden. Why? Do you like flowers? You want to make me a bouquet? That's... Wow, that's really sweet of you. I'll help you. We can make it together. We have some of the best flowers down there. Come on, I'll show you. Let's go.